B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A 101-year-old hunter in Mississippi is still at it and even dropped two deer in one shot.
Two deer in one shot?
Veteran hunter.
What, were they dancing?
Bertha Vickers made the twofer during her first successful hunt at age 101. Getting two in one a few days after her January 9th birthday was a complete accident and the first time she'd ever done it, Vickers said.
They kicked her right out of the zoo.
After missing four this season, she said that she was determined to bag a deer. Her shots from the blind that relatives built her had missed. She liked the blind and its location, but not her .243 caliber rifle or another gun that her granddaughter had to cock for her. Vickers was back in the blind days after her 101st birthday. She spotted one deer from her hideout. She remained patient and was rewarded. She said it decided to wait for a bigger one. Before long, a bigger doe came along. She said, and I shot and I saw two deer dead on the ground. I shot plumb through both of them.
Plumb through both of them?
Yep. Vickers said she helped. Oh, she got three.
She got three.
Vickers said that
the
she
park helped, ranger and a couple of kids behind.
She helped clean the animals and share the meat with her family. She said, I made steaks, but I gave most of it to my grandchildren. The centenarian also mows her lawn, raises vegetables, and still enjoys fishing.
Holy crap, Case. This could be your dream woman.
When she killed another deer just weeks before her 100th birthday, Vickers wondered why other people made such a fuss about it. It was a doe, after all, and not a prized buck. But she snagged two in one shot. That's pretty amazing. A young boy was mauled by a dingo at a popular tourist island in eastern Australia, with his father saying the wild dog and its pack wanted blood. The six-year-old child, who is in a stable condition, was attacked on Saturday during a family trip. The family had finished swimming when the young boy said he wanted to race up a sand dune. Unfortunately, we got to the top. There was a pack of four dingoes there.
Freaking dingoes?
Yeah.
You saw what they did to Meryl Streep's kid.
One of the dingoes attacked the boy and bit him on the leg. It was Michael Shapansky is his name. All right, the boy was treated by...
Not the dingo's name.
No, it was paramedics and flown to a nearby hospital. Mark Shapansky said that his son was running up the dune with his mother when the dingoes saw him and went straight into the chase and kill instinct.
The dingoes got my baby!
They wanted blood, he said. I heard him screaming, bone-chilling screams of terror and fear and pain, and turned around and saw him set upon and dragged down by this pack of dingoes. It was out of control, vicious.
Yeah, dingoes eating my baby.
He had severe puncture wounds, bite, and teeth marks on both of his legs.
The dingoes got my baby!
One dingo had him by the
Everybody,
leg.
Everybody, the dingo took my baby! Dingo took my baby.
And was trying to drag him down in the sand. The father said that he managed to pull his son from the dogs within seconds of carrying him off. Frazier.
That's horrible, those suckers.
The world's largest sand island is popular with tourists for its beaches and dingoes. Authorities have warned visitors in the past that dingoes are wild animals and need to be treated as such.
He dragged the boy into the water to clean the wounds. He was attacked by a great white shark.
Wow. A mountaineer dubbed the Bikini Hiker, after becoming known for climbing in barely there swimwear, froze to death recently.
Oh, man.
Gigi Wu, also known as Wu Qingyu, set out on a solo hike in Taiwan's Yushan National Park before being found dead by a search and rescue party. The 36-year-old made a distress call to a friend using her satellite phone, revealing that she had stumbled more than 20 meters down a ravine.
She said she was cold.
Wu said that she was trapped at the bottom and unable to move due to the injury sustained during her fall.
Wow.
The Airborne Service Corps said it attempted to dispatch Black Hawk rescue helicopters to her location on three separate occasions, but the flights were ultimately grounded due to poor weather conditions.
So her whole mythos was predicated on the fact that she did all this climbing in a bikini.
Yes.
Okay, and but this is the issue. She does this, and she puts herself in risk, and then the rescuers are then put in risk.
Yeah.
At risk having to go in to try to rescue her.
They finally decided to send in two search and rescue parties comprising three members each. They found Wu's body at the location of her distress beacon 28 hours later. They're still waiting for stable weather before they can go down and get her body, believe it or not.
In some of these cases, they just won't, like, you know, the story's legendary that at this on Everest, they're
they leave the bodies.
They just leave them. They can't get to them.
Wu's distress beacon was activated at an altitude of 5,577 feet above sea level, where nighttime temperatures reached just 2 degrees Celsius. Yeah, no more Wu's for Wu.
That should be the headline.
No more Wu's for Wu.
In a compassionate press.
Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be nice? Let's see. How about this one? Be cautious when taking sleeping pills. They may cause you to sleepwalk, hallucinate, or accidentally propose to your girlfriend.
Uh-oh. Oh,
at least that's what happened to a man who said that he recently took 4 Ambien and woke up to find that he was newly engaged. He told the subreddit group, Today I Effed Up, and shared his cautionary tale, adding that luckily he did intend to propose to his partner at some point, just not with that ring and not on that day.
He proposed to me, and I'm so happy. I just totally unexpected that he came over to City Hall to be my husband. Totally out of surprise.
He said,
I didn't see it coming.
Dear God.
That's what medication can do.
He said, I want to start off with saying that Ambien is the strongest drug / hallucinogen I've ever tried, and you should not F with it.
What woman doesn't want to hear that?
He said, one night I just couldn't sleep, so I decided to take 4 10 milligram Ambiens. He said, I'm an idiot, and I had an engagement ring in my drawer that I traded for some other jewelry because I buy and sell stuff on Craigslist. Well, the next thing he remembered was seeing the ring on his new fiance's finger. He had no recollection of sharing the good news on social media.
How did she give an indication of what the proposal was like?
No, this is all from his perspective.
Okay.
He said, long story short, I woke up and she was wearing the ring on her finger and had explained what had happened, and I was just shook because I couldn't remember squat.
Oh, I have to call my mother.
I go on my Facebook. He said, I go on my Facebook and apparently my Ambien drugged brain changed my relationship status to engaged, and it got 150 plus likes before I effing saw it.
It wouldn't fit on my finger, so I just drove a nail into it and hung the ring on it.
Having found himself engaged far sooner than planned, he decided to share his experience on Reddit along with a health warning. He said, I had not planned on being engaged with my girlfriend for another year and a half and probably would have gotten her a better ring, but Ambien sped up the process tenfold. Warning, if it's 3 a.m. and you can't sleep, do not take Ambien. By the way, the story prompted dozens to share their own sleeping pill-fueled mishaps, and I love these, so I'm going to share these.
Please.
It says, I stopped taking Ambien when I woke up to a confirmation email from Amazon that I'd ordered Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman, the complete box set, at 3 a.m.
That's great.
Here's another one. A friend of a friend took too much Ambien once and woke up with a brand new Lexus in his driveway. Said it was his dream car anyways, and he still drives it to this day. And the last one I saw said, last time I took Ambien, I went to a grocery store near my house and got the cops called on me for bothering the customers. I was told I was going up to people speaking gibberish. I woke up strapped to a gurney and an IV and catheter.
Wow, that Ambien is powerful.
I love it, man. All right.
Maybe don't take 4.
Yeah, that, and that's what the guy said. He was an idiot to take 4 of them.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
The California social media influencers who fell 800 feet to their deaths at Yosemite's Taft Point as they took selfies were drunk, an autopsy has revealed. A toxicology report showed that Meenakshi Murthy and her husband, Vishnu Viswanath, were intoxicated with ethyl alcohol prior to death.
This you've seen this famous cliff. It's incredibly picturesque and beautiful, but oh my God, it's just an austere drop.
Yeah, they died of multiple injuries to the head, neck, chest, and abdomen sustained by a fall from the mountain. A forensic pathologist confirmed no drugs were present in their bodies, but laboratory tests found the same element used in common alcoholic beverages, beer, wine, hard liquor, were present. The couple, who were Indian expats living in California, died while taking a selfie, according to Viswana's brother. He said that they had set up their tripod near the ledge when they plummeted to their deaths. That's horrible. Murthy described her and her husband as travel-obsessed on the blog, which had been taken down since her deaths. It was filled with photos of the couples in front of snowy peaks and on romantic trips across Europe, where they took selfies from a gondola in Venice at the Leaning Tower of Pisa and the Vatican. Murthy had her social media accounts to talk about her severe tentacles of depression, she said, and mental health issues. So, man, listen, these things are beautiful, and you want to get the perfect picture, but you've got to be careful.
There's no way I'm putting my back to a cliff.
Man. A hiker was critically injured. Now, this wasn't from falling off a cliff or anything like that. She was struck by a boulder in Malibu.
A freaking boulder!
Yeah, the sheriff's department posted about the incident on Twitter. Authorities said that the boulder tumbled down onto Rambla Pacifico Street and hit the 57-year-old female hiker. Yeah. And the woman was described as being in critical condition. No further details were immediately listed. The sheriff's officials warned residents to avoid canyon areas prone to debris flow during the rain. So those things can come down. We're looking at a picture of it. Yeah,
jeez.
Man, that thing would weigh several hundred pounds. In the UK, news viewers were amused as they spotted a police officer with a rather iconic name in a special program on the important subject of how budget cuts have impacted police forces. One officer in particular from Avon and Somerset Police caught people's attention. During his interview, viewers spotted a pun in his name that was only visible for a few seconds. They were then quick to take pictures of the funny moment. His name appeared on the screen and shared it on social media. His name, he's a police officer, Rob Banks.
Rob Banks!
Viewers took pictures of his name on the screen and posted on social media where it's been shared thousands of times. Officer Rob Banks.
I like that.
I do like that. Authorities say a man died while attempting to flee police by swimming through a rural pond. The man ran away from a traffic stop Wednesday morning and then attempted to swim across the pond to evade police.
I'll escape in this pond.
The pursuing officers then noticed the man swimming and became distressed. One officer requested assistance before entering the pond in an unsuccessful attempt to rescue the man. And a dive team had to come in. They searched the pond and found the man's body hours later. He was taken to the Forensic Sciences Department for identification and examination. And we'll do one more story and wrap this up. Some people count sheep when they can't fall asleep. Others apparently build snowmen. Dozens of them. A guy named Alec Paul, a Bachelor of Fine Arts sculpture student at the University of Nebraska, was having trouble catching some Z's on Monday when he decided to take a trip to a nearby park. Paul started rolling snow by himself, an effort that lasted roughly 9 hours. He ultimately built a total of 84 snowmen.
Holy crap.
And carried on until he quit from exhaustion.
I can't do it anymore.
Describing the task as therapeutic, Paul told the university, "It took a lot off my mind. I couldn't really sleep either, so I had to take my mind off of stuff, and that did the trick."
I'm completely frostbitten, by the way.
The herd of snowmen, which were colored red, blue, and yellow, soon morphed into a pop-up art installation as people in the area learned about them, the university said, and Paul has named the collection Love Army.
All right, we're looking at these snowmen.
Yeah.
They're nice, but they're not impressive.
Well, I mean, listen.
They're mass-produced.
You're going for quantity, not quality.
They are mass-produced.
I mean, because they don't, none of them have arms
or
faces.
The hell?
He said, "I didn't expect people to love them so much," adding that he thought the use of snow made the installation more interesting. Now, this one says that he colored them. The picture that we're looking at
I don't
here,
see that. Maybe this
an
is...
color. Maybe this is an unfinished look at his work of art.
Because I would assume some of them would have carrot penises.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.